WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In New York City, six jurors have been seated on day two of the hush money payment trial against Donald Trump. 12 jurors in all and six alternates must be seated. GOP House Speaker Mike Johnson facing a possible ouster vote from hardline Republicans after signaling he'll bring four separate funding measures to the floor, including aid for Israel and Ukraine. Johnson would likely need Democrats to pass those bills. The White House also wants more details. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby on Air Force One.
It does appear at first blush that the speaker's proposals will, in fact, help us get aid to Ukraine, aid to Israel, and needed resources to the Indo-Pacific for a wide range of contingencies there.
House Republicans delivered articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate today, accusing Mayorkas of mishandling the migrant crisis. Democrats call it political. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. At the Capitol, another impasse in the ongoing dispute between Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republicans who control the legislature over PFAS funding. Republicans did not convene a meeting called by the governor of the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee. Evers wanted them to release $125 million to help remediate the effects of the forever chemicals. In Manitowoc County, Jesse Vang pleads not guilty to child neglect charges in the Elijah Vu case. He'll be back in court June 28th. Vang, the last person to see 3-year-old Elijah alive before he went missing February 20th. Katrina Bauer, who's also Elijah's mother, is due back in court later this month. Menominee Falls firefighters are being credited with preventing the spread of a fire which began after an explosion at an engineering facility on Sunday.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and a few thunderstorms strike this afternoon and throughout tonight. Heavy rainfall of 1 to 2 inches is possible, and these winds will be whipping out of the east at 30 miles per hour, gusting to 50 at times. This could knock out power and blow items around. One call to Tag Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
99.7.
You are not me. The links that I will go to.
just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it. Oh no, I've said too much. I haven't said.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant joins us after 4 p.m. on Tuesday afternoon. Hear the police on Max FM.
Thank you. 80s, 90s, and more.
That's the power of love. 99.7 Max FM.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am. I'm too hot. And my band bought that money. Break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Some nigga in it.
Take a sip, sign the check.
Julio, get the stretch.
Right to Harlem, Hollywood, Jackson, Mississippi. If we show up, we gon' show up. Smoother than a fresh drop. Skip it.
I'm too hot. Call the police and the firemen. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot. Say my name. Hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
Saturday night and we in the spot.
Don't believe me, just watch. Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up, Uptown funk you up. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it, if you freaked and own it, don't brag about it, come show me. Come on, dance, jump on it. If you sexed and flown it.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday afternoon. Here is how you can shop local and say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. You can get $20 in certificates to Konamichi Craft Bar for just $14. The Konamichi is a great place for friends to gather, converse, and enjoy a wine, beer, or a craft cocktail in a cozy atmosphere. For more information about them and this offer, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, hopefully, it's sports news by Rockwell on MaxFM.
MaxFM Sports.
The Brewers and Padres play Game 2 of their three-game series at MFAM Field tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Wade Miley facing Dylan Cease in the pitching matchup. The Brewers expected to decide today whether or not Christian Yelich will spend time in the injured list with his sore back. Manager Pat Murphy.
We just don't feel like making a decision yet on IL or whatever is prudent. You know, we feel like we can wait till the last minute to do it and see if he feels much better in one day. He's on some medication, and hopefully that helps calm it down a little bit so he's able to play. Obviously, he's been an impactful offensive player, to say the least.
So far this season, Yelich hitting .333 with 5 homers and 11 runs batted in. NBA play-in tournament set to tip off tonight in the Western Conference. The Lakers take on the Pelicans in New Orleans, while Golden State is at Sacramento. In the East, it's Philadelphia hosting Miami. Atlanta's at Chicago. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone.
back. Some more hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device and tap on Max FM. Here are the Talking Heads burning down the house on Max FM.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday afternoon. Here's Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time on Max FM.
Yourself. your hands to yourself.
Some hits in the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Tuesday afternoon. If you didn't get your taxes done in time, you only have yourself to blame, unless you're an H&R Block customer. H&R Block software crashed yesterday, the last day to file your taxes unless you get an extension. According to the IRS, tens of millions of people always wait until the last few days to file. H&R Block says a glitch only affected customers who used the downloaded version of their software. People who used their website or went to an H&R Block office were still able to file, but tens of thousands of people had issues. The site DownDetector.com saw a huge spike in complaints starting Sunday night and extending into yesterday afternoon. The lines up to what H&R Block said happens. They said a bad gateway popped up around 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night and continued into yesterday afternoon. They advised people to print their return instead and go straight to the post office to mail it. That just frustrated people more, especially young people who've never mailed much. So, you know, it takes longer to get a refund when you don't file electronically. H&R Block finally announced the issue was resolved around 2:45 our time yesterday, and the deadline for most Americans wasn't until 11:59 p.m., but anyone who didn't have time to finish might face extra penalties and late fees from the IRS. This stung, too. Some customers all said their card got charged multiple times after they tried over and over again to file. H&R Block says there was just authorization holds on their card, and the money should be back in everyone's account within 3 to 5 business days. So all good? I don't know. Obviously, none of this can be good for business. More than 20 million taxpayers used H&R Block to file last year. Now, for the first time in a long time, I actually had somebody do my taxes because we had some things that had changed, and so we went and had them done. Normally, I wait till towards the end, but I try to file at least a week in advance just in case something goes wrong. And also, being an IT guy by trade, you don't want to wait until the last minute. So yeah, this is kind of crazy to think this started Sunday night, went in until Monday afternoon. Not a good feeling. And, you know, if you don't get your taxes in on time, not a good thing either. And now all those people that had to file on paper are waiting that much longer. That sounds like mass chaos. So I'm sure there'll be more news on this. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather news by Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need. And this year, we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers and storms around tonight. There could be a strong storm, pockets of heavy rain, windy, and a low in the upper 50s. More storms tomorrow morning, then a cloudy sky for the afternoon. High in the low 60s. Maybe a lingering shower. More showers possible Thursday, breezy and mid-50s. Need a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 63 right now.
99.7
Hits 99.7 Max FM. Come up at 5, we'll have a look at news and weather. Here's Rick Springfield on Max FM.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Where can I find a woman? Where can I find a woman? 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.